Welcome to the Lifehouse Church podcast. More information about Lifehouse and Pastors Richard and Helen Kabakian can be found at lifehouse.com.au. We hope you enjoy the following message.
I want to begin with this. There's an ancient Chinese proverb. There's an ancient Chinese writing where there is the legend of the long day. There's another section of China, ancient China, another section of China contributes an account of the day that was miraculously prolonged in the reign of Emperor Yao. Where am I? Sorry, here. The Incas of Peru and the Aztecs of Mexico have a similar record of a prolonged day. This is going years back. There is a Babylonian and Persian legend of the same thing, of a day that was miraculously extended. Ancient China, ancient Peru, ancient Babylon, ancient Persia, there are some cultures that have a legend that's passed on from time to time of a prolonged day, some a prolonged night, wherever they were around the world. NASA, in fact, has actually been able to trace back somehow. I'm no scientist, but somehow NASA tells us there is a day missing in existence. And I am definitely not able to explain that to you, but NASA tells us there's a day missing in existence. All these cultures and this science tell us of what happened. But when we go back to ancient Israel, and when we go to God's word, there's a story in the Bible that tells us how it happened. It doesn't only tell us what happened, that the day was longer, the night was longer, but it tells us how it happened. In Joshua chapter 10, there's this man of God named Joshua, and he's a bit of a cool dude, and he's leading the Israelites into war. And this time, this culture, unfortunately, it was kill or be killed, so they had to fight to stay alive. And Joshua was winning the war, and he was leading his troops into battle, and they were winning. However, the sun was about to go down. They were going to lose their momentum. They were going to lose their stance, and then who knows what would have happened. So Joshua, being just an incredible leader, a man of God, but just a human like you and I, leading the charge, he prayed a prayer to God. He lifted up his eyes and he asked God. He said, "God, would you make the sun stand still in the sky to give me extra time to win this battle?" That's pretty crazy, isn't it? Praying a prayer that God would make the sun stand still. Doing my research in the ancient Chinese proverbs and all around all these different cultures, NASA telling us what happened, but God's word shows us how it was done. It's pretty powerful. Thinking of this story, thinking about God and his ability to do that, the thing is that God has always had the power, has always had the ability to make the sun stand still in the sky, hasn't he? He created the earth. He created everything in it. He has always had the power to do that. The one thing that made the difference, the one thing that actually made the sun stand still in the sky, this crazy prayer, this crazy need, this crazy request, was the fact that Joshua asked. The X factor in that moment, in that story, was not God's ability. He is able to do anything. Don't count him out. Nothing is too big, too mighty for God. The X factor was that Joshua asked for it to be done. It's pretty crazy. Joshua chapter 10, "God, would you make the sun stand still?" And God granted his request. Point I want to make here is today is, what are we asking God for? What are some things in our lives that we need God to move drastically? Because the X factor is your ask. The X factor is the things that you're asking for. God doesn't change, but the way we ask for it does. Let me read you this, Matthew chapter 7. Starting in verse 7, it says this, "Ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and it will be opened for you. For everyone who asks receives, and whoever seeks finds, and to him who knocks it will be opened. Or what man is there among you who, if a son asks for bread, will give him a stone? Or if he asks for a fish, will give him a serpent? If you, then, being evil," in other words, not being as good as God, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father who is in heaven give good things to those who ask him? Give good things to those who ask him. The X factor is the ask. What God delivers in your life is not determined on him and his goodness, but your ask. Psalm chapter 2 verse 8 says this, only ask. Only ask and I will give you the nations as your inheritance. Wow, that's pretty crazy. Come on. The whole earth is your possession. 1 John chapter 5 verse 13 says this, now this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. And if we know that he hears us, whatever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we have asked of him. I did a lot of research, and there is scripture after scripture, story after story of people just like you and I asking things of God and God coming through and delivering. There's no doubt sitting here today, there are many things that we need in life, many things that God can do for us. God can intervene. God can see breakthrough. God can see a miracle be done in your life. It might sound simplistic, but all we need to do is ask him. All we need to do is ask him. You know, I was in this job one time, and it was an okay job. I was in sales, and I'd done my Bible college course. I'd studied, and I really wanted to get into ministry. And so I started praying this prayer. I was saying, God, I want a job where I can serve you. Every day where I can just serve you, God. And so I started praying this prayer. I started asking God about it, and a week went by, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, kept praying this same prayer, asking God for what I wanted. God, I want a job. I want to be able to minister. You know, I want to be able to do this. I want to be able to do that. Craziest thing happened. About 3 weeks into praying that prayer, 3 weeks into asking God for what I wanted, I get an inbox, a Facebook inbox from a guy I hadn't spoken to for like 3 to 4 years. This guy I haven't even thought about this guy. I hadn't Facebooked him. I hadn't told anybody the prayers I was praying, but I asked God for it. Guess what this guy says to me? Hey, Dave, I've been thinking about you. In other words, God's put me on his heart. I've been thinking about you. I've got a job that's 3 days a week where basically you'll be training chaplains to go into high schools and be a chaplain. Crazy. RKO, out of nowhere. This inbox I get, and I just looked up to heaven and just laughed. Just thinking, God, I didn't even believe in my prayer half the time. I was just praying it, not knowing what was going to happen. But who knows that God had that job lined up? Who knows that God was always able to provide for me? But the fact of the matter is, the X factor was that I asked him for it. I lifted my eyes, I opened my mouth and asked God for it. Something I couldn't manufacture, but God came through. If there's anything I want you to leave with today, is that get asking. Ask God for the things you want in your life, because he's a good God that wants to bless you and pour favor. Come on, let's give God some praise if you believe that. Amen. And I was thinking about this and talking to a few people, doing a bit of research, and where's our ask gone? Sounds a little bit negative, but I honestly believe we've stopped asking God for things. For whatever reason, we've stopped asking God who can do anything for the things we need in our life. And I did, you know, sit some thinking, spoke to some people, and I've come up with the main reason why we've stopped asking God. And it's the fact that sometimes we get a bit too complacent. We get a bit too familiar with our God, a bit too familiar with our King, and we've stopped asking him for things. God's waiting. God's ready to pour out who knows what, everything you need, all the things you're believing for, but for some reason, we just treat him like he doesn't have all the power. Treat him like he's just another part of our life, when if we can start to treat God and become expectant, and that's the key word right now, come expectant for what God can do, for what God's going to do, your whole world's going to shift. Your whole world's going to change. The question I want to ask, it's a rhetorical question, but ask yourself this in your heart. Are you coming complacent to God or expectant? Are you coming familiar with God or ready to receive? Because that's going to affect what you ask for. And what you ask for is what you get. You know, my mum raised me right. And she told me sometimes, all the time, it's rude to expect things. That we shouldn't really expect things. What you get is what you're giving and be grateful for it. But when it comes to God, I'm telling you right now, He wants you to expect things from Him. Sometimes we think it's rude, and yeah, it is rude from human to human in life. But when it comes to God, the King of Kings, He's waiting for you and I to expect the world from Him. He's a God that can make the sun stand still. Let's begin to open up our hearts and expect, be ready to receive what God can give us. If we come into the house of God, if we come into our prayer time, if we walk around this earth not complacent, not familiar with God, but with an expectant attitude, God can do anything in your life. I said it, He can do anything in your life. We get familiar, sometimes we even get busy, and we forget that there's this great, amazing, incredible God that loves us, that cares for us, that would do anything for us. Now, sometimes I wake up, pastor of a church, in a church, got a whole youth ministry to pray for, whole kids ministry to pray for, young adults, got stuff going in my world, but yet sometimes I wake up too tired to pray. Can anybody relate to that? Don't leave me hanging. I just wake up too tired. I mean, I'm in relationship with the King of the universe, but tiredness prevents me from praying, prevents me from coming to God, prevents me from asking for things. And I just feel that's the reason why our ask is not where God wants it to be. That's the reason why I ask is just this complacent attitude. We wake up unexpectant. We go to sleep unexpectant. We come to church, the house of God, a lot of the time unexpectant. We go to work, you guessed it, unexpectant. We do life unexpectant, but God wants to flip the switch today. He wants a hunger, a spirit to rise up in your heart to expect, to ask good things from Him. God is waiting for you to ask. You know, I need my sidekick out here. I need young Daniel. Because what God wants, you need to be in a position. Yeah, come on, buddy. Thanks, mate. Anybody seen some clowns running around lately? Not really? So I'm watching a bit of baseball lately. When the ball gets hit into the outfield, or the ball goes to the keeper, they are expecting the ball to come. They are expecting to receive. They are in position, ready to catch it. And sometimes our positions, sometimes our body language, sometimes our heartfelt spirit is nowhere near where God needs it to be for Him to pour out His blessing. If we're not expecting, if we're not looking, if we're not praying, if we're not even asking, God's not going to pour it out because we're not even ready. So what I need all of us to do right now is get ready. Get in a position of expectation. I'm not talking spiritually, I'm talking physically. Get ready, because God's got some things. Well, hang on, Tim, they're not ready. Let me clarify, I'm going to hit some balls into the crowd and you need to catch them. Are you ready? Show me your hands. Production team, get ready. Any small babies, just protect them or something. God's up in heaven with all this goodness, all this greatness ready for you. Oh, that was Tim's father's a bad throw. Catch it. We're going again. Come on. We're going deep. Go again. Oh, front row. Oh. Couple more, Tim. Come on. Hang on. You guys aren't ready. Because this is what God's like. Oh, yeah, you were ready, but then you stopped. Life went on. You got too busy. These tennis balls are the blessing, the favor, the goodness, everything you need from God. Oh, up the back. Come on, left row. Who we got? Oh, last one. Come on. Catch the bat. Oh. Come on. Position to receive from God. We've got to come expected. Every time you watch baseball or see a baseball, but I hope you remember what God wants from you. Get ready to receive. John chapter 16, verse 23. And in that day, you will ask me nothing. Ooh. This is Jesus talking. In that day, you will ask me nothing. Most assuredly, I say to you, whatever you ask in the Father in my name, he will give you. It's pretty straightforward. Let me read verse 24. It says, until now, you have asked nothing. So Jesus kind of preempted this. Until now, you have asked nothing. And that's not, you know, to bash us over the head, to you know, make us feel bad. But I'll be honest, we need to increase our ask. Until now, you've asked nothing. Of God, you've asked nothing. But who knows what until now means? It's similar to however, similar to therefore, until now. And what I'm saying is right now in this moment, things are about to change. We may have come in complacent, but we're going to walk out expectant. We may have come in not believing, not asking of God, but we're going to come out asking the world, asking God for the moon and the sun and the stars to just stand still in our lives. Until now, you've asked nothing in my name. Ask and you shall receive, that your joy may be full. Come on, it's time to dream again. Some of you have dreams in your heart that you've given up on. You've stopped asking for, you've stopped believing for, whether it's careers or family or business, dreams in your heart you've stopped believing and asking God for. And he's got them for you ready. But we've stopped asking. Breakthrough. There are things in your life you need breakthrough, but you've stopped asking. Until now. Because now's the time where whatever you're going through, addictions, family issues, whatever it is, just ask God. Because those who ask receive. Homes, praying for homes, to get into homes for God to financially prosper and bless you. Health. Some of us are going through some things. God can heal. God can heal cancer. We just need to ask him. We just need to ask him salvation for your family and your friends. Some of you in here, let's be honest, you've given up praying for your family, for your friends that don't know Jesus, don't know that he loves him. But that's got to change, because God is ready to give out everything, everything he has. You know, vacation's coming up, as I mentioned him. And we're praying for 200 people to get registered for vacation. That's a massive ask. I'll be honest, I'm a little bit nervous about that. But I'm asking God every single day, every time I think about, God, we want to see 120 teenagers. God, we want to see 80 young adults at summer camp. God, I'm believing for it. God, we're asking for it. God, make it happen. The last camp we had something like 60, 70 teenagers, so we've got to double. And to you, that might just be numbers and figures. But to me, it's something I need to ask God every single day. God, come on, get these kids registered. God, financially provide for families. God, we need 200 there. Continually asking God, and he's going to come through. I can see it now. What are you asking for? What do you need in your life? It's good news. How awesome is that? There's not seven steps to God to bless you. There's not come to church for 18 months, then do a test and see if you pass. Then God may answer your prayers. He's an open book. Just ask and you'll receive. Check this out. God wants to go above and beyond your ask. Come on, that's next level. Not only is God going to give you what you ask for, as long as, according to his will, if you ask, you know, to harm someone, that's not according to his will, so it's not going to happen. But God is a God of above and beyond. Not only does he answer our prayers, not only does he give us what we ask for, he goes above and beyond what we ask. Let me read this to you. Ephesians 3, chapter 20. Now to him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that is in work within us. Now, I'm no English major, but that sentence is pretty cool, because who knows that if Ephesians 3:20 just had have said this, now to him who is able to do above all that we ask or think, still makes sense. You know what I mean? Take out exceedingly abundantly, the sentence still makes sense. But the kind of God we serve chucked in a couple more adjectives into the mix. Not only is God able to do above all that we ask, He's able to do abundantly above all we ask, but He's not stopping there, exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask. That's pretty crazy. He could have kept going exceedingly abundantly, immeasurably more than that we could ask. That's the kind of God we serve. And you know what? Sometimes we pray small prayers. Sometimes we ask God for such little things, not that they're bad things, but sometimes we just ask God, would you bless my day? That's our prayer in the morning. I'm not hating on anyone. I pray that prayer all the time. God, would you give me a good day? That's all good and well, but God wants to do exceedingly abundantly more in your life than just give you a good day. Are you catching this? Are you following? What about God, Lord, bless this food? It's a good one. Got to pray it every time around the dinner table. But every small prayer we pray, God wants to exceed it. What about praying for a green light? Anybody done that before? What about this one? You're at home, you're on your knees, you're crying out to God. God, it's Saturday and I'm going to High Point. Give me a car park. God, if you're real, let that little green light just one. Hey, it's all good and well, but such small prayers we're praying. God's saying, come on, lift your ask, lift your prayers, believe big for me. God doesn't want you just to have a good day. He wants you to have a blessed, anointed, favor-filled day. He wants your world to be ready. The food, God wants to just do exceedingly above everything. Let's not put Him in a small prayer box. If we're starting here with our prayers, that's all right. God's going to do above, exceedingly abundantly than all that we ask for. But imagine, just dream a little bit with me if our prayers start here. Just dream a little bit if your prayers start here. God's going to do above, exceedingly. Come on, I need some. You can't even reach the things God's going to do in your life. Let's not pray small prayers. Let's pray big prayers. Ask God for the world because He's going to give it to you. Amen? Come on, there's a man in the first service. His name's Dale Kalman. I don't know if he's here anymore, but Pastor Richard has shared this story before, but I'll share it again because it's so powerful. When we built this place, we needed a permit to get into it. And at that stage, for some reason, I wasn't in the meetings, I'm not too sure, but it looked like roughly at least 3 months or something like that before we were going to be able to have this as a place of assembly. 3 months. It was ready to go. We were ready to do church. 3 months. And so Pastor Richard will tell you himself, he was moping around a bit. Yeah, if your will, God, I know, whatever. Then we get to the prayer meeting on Saturday morning. And we start praying. And everyone's praying. And Pastor Richard is like, guys, it's looking like it's going to be at least 3 months. It could be 6 months. We don't know exactly. Let's pray that it's the shortest amount of time, 3 months, and we'll have the permit. And so everyone starts praying. And then this guy, Dale Kalman, he's not a pastor. I don't think he even runs a life group. Not to put him down, but he's just like you and I. Just an average Joe. He rocks up and he goes, God, this is Saturday. God, by Friday, we're going to have that permit. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, guys, let's go. Leaves the room. Pastor Richie's like this bloke, mate, huh? Neck minute. Pastor Richard has a meeting Friday with the council and craziest thing. I wasn't in the meeting, but bang, Friday, the permit gets granted. Woo! Right. This guy, just out of nowhere, just asking, believing, praying of God that He could do anything. Our own senior pastor was like, yeah, 3 months, let's pray for 3 months. Bang. 1 week, God can do anything. I had this friend in high school. And unfortunately, his dad passed away. This was about year 10, 11. His dad had passed away. And he had siblings, and his mum, obviously now a single mom, and they were having trouble financially. I'm not sure whether they were renting or they had a mortgage, but they were in trouble. And so his mum, being a godly woman, they would always pray about it. They would always ask God for it. They would always stay faithful in asking God, lifting up their requests before God. Craziest story I've ever heard. What happened was, they keep praying, asking God, help us out with this home situation. God, let us find a good place to rent that we can afford, that's close to school, close to everything that's happening. Next thing that happens, maybe a month, 2 months into praying that prayer, his mum gets a phone call. True story, his mum gets a phone call from a stranger saying, hi, I don't know who you are, I don't even know what your name is, and I hope this isn't too forward, but God has told me I need to give you my house. God was always able to provide. God was always able to get this family into a home, but it was the prayer, the ask of that mother that led to this crazy miracle happening. The kicker is the guy said, I just dialed this number because God told me to. Look what God can do. Look what God can do. The even crazier thing was it was a perfect house, great size, 15 minutes from the local high school. God provided in such an incredible way. That's the thing, he always provides. We just need to ask for it. We just need to believe for it. So incredible, so powerful. Some of you guys think the things going on in your life, the struggles you have, that maybe God can't do it. If God can get a stranger to call up another stranger and give a whole house to that person, God can shift something in your life. Nothing is impossible for him. Something else I've come across in my research is that sometimes we don't think we deserve what we ask for. Can anybody relate to that? You don't think you deserve the good things God has for you. You don't think you deserve God's blessing. You don't think you're behaving enough, or you don't get to church on time. So God, that's sometimes the mentality we have. We don't deserve it. But let me point this out to you. Did any of you deserve to be created? When God created the earth, human beings, did any of you deserve to be created? Did you earn the breath in your lungs? Did you earn the blood that pumps through your body? From the very beginning, creation, when God created us, we didn't earn it. Somehow, when we come to praying about things, we get stumped. We get this thought, or we have this attitude that, oh, I haven't earned that, and God's not going to bless me, and I've done too many stupid things, and we come to church on a Sunday morning. I was out in the club last night, drank too much. God's just going to bypass me this morning. Let's get rid of that whole attitude, that whole spirit that hinders the way we ask God for the things we need. I'll tell you right now, you don't deserve God's blessing. I don't deserve God's blessing. I haven't earned God's blessing, but he is a graceful God that's going to bless you anyway, that's going to provide anyway, that's going to meet all your needs anyway. Hebrews 4:16 says this, let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to find help in a time of need. Keep it up there for a second. The attitude we need to come to God is expectant but bold. Don't come to God with timid prayers, timid requests. I don't know if I've earned it. I don't know if God's going to bless me. You need to come boldly to God with your prayers. That's what he wants from you. Some of you might say, I've got a shy personality. I'm just a bit reserved. When it comes to you and God, come boldly. Come boldly to the throne of grace. How awesome is that? Jesus is sitting on a throne of grace. So powerful. Let me tell you what grace means. Undeserved, unearned. You get it for doing nothing. You get it because he is good and he's sitting on a throne of grace and he says, come boldly into the throne of grace. Ask me for what you need. Declare what you need. Hey, this might be your first time in church. This might be your 100th time in church. The message is the same. Come on, let's come boldly to the throne of grace with everything we need, all our prayers, all our needs. Come on, God's got such great things for us. Let us come boldly to the throne of grace. You know, I prayed with a youth leader this week. And the prayer we prayed was a bold prayer straight to the throne of grace. We basically had to say, God, unless you do something, it's not going to happen. Unless you intervene, it's not going to happen. So God, we're asking. One of my youth leaders, he's got a brother and he's got two parents that don't know Jesus, don't come to church, don't know that God loves them. And it's not looking good. It's not like they're even interested. They're asking questions. But we sat, we prayed together, and we said, God, we're asking for their salvation. God, we're asking in Jesus' name. We came with boldness. And we knew that it was by God's grace. We said, God, only you can do something. Only you can make this happen, God. We can do what we can. We're doing our best, but it's only you. The only way we see them coming to salvation, God, is through you. And we're believing wholeheartedly that that's going to happen. And some of you right here might be sitting here saying, that's good and well, Dave, but some stuff I got going on is real, is legit. I'm so far gone. It's so overwhelming. I just can't deal with it. You need to increase your ask. Not belittling your situation, not belittling what you're going through. But God can make the sun stand still. God can heal cancer. God can do this. God can do that. If you just increase your ask, come boldly to the throne of grace, anything is impossible. And that's the spirit we need to leave with here today, is that no matter what I'm going through, no matter where I'm going, I'm going to go to God, expectant, with boldness, and ask Him. Come on, if you believe that, give God a shout of praise. Maybe the worship team. Yeah, thanks, guys. You know, we need to keep asking. It's like the old story with the kids in the back seat. Are we there yet? 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 We just need to come coming back to God with that same prayer. Continue to ask. Pray for a year if you have to. 2 years, 3 years. God is a good God and He will provide. God, I'm still believing. God, I'm still asking. God, I know you've got breakthrough. God, I know it can happen. God, if you can make the sun stand still. God, if you can do this. God, if you can do that. God, I'm asking of you. Now, some of us have never even asked God for the things we need. But He's so good. Anything we ask for, ask and you shall receive. It's not complicated. It's quite simple, in fact. Ask and you shall receive.
Hi, I'm Richard Kabakian, pastor of Lifehouse Church. Just wanted to say thank you for listening to this message, and I hope and pray that you feel that it's added value to your life. My greatest desire is to see people develop a personal relationship with Jesus, which can begin by praying a very simple prayer. I'm going to pray that prayer right now, and if you'd like to begin that relationship, you can just repeat after me. Lord Jesus, I need you in my life. I choose you as my only hope of being forgiven. Please come into my life and let me begin a relationship with you that will last for all eternity. If you've prayed that prayer, we would love to know about it and celebrate your fantastic decision. You can do that by sending an email to mydecision@lifehouse.com.au. We look forward to hearing from you.